As an architect, Daniel Nadecki's focus is construction, though this time around it's on constructing Stratford's future. Nadecki is running for a councillor spot in the city's municipal election. An architect at Adamson Associates in Toronto, he has experience working on some big infrastructure projects in the province and has skills and experience that he believes will be valuable to the city, if elected. Nadecki has worked on two light rail transit initiatives, Eglinton Crosstown LRT in Toronto and Confederation Stage 2 in Ottawa, and is currently working on the billion-dollar McDonald Block reconstruction project in Toronto. It could be helpful when it comes a local project like the downtown Grand Trunk Block, as Nadecki has experience on the private side of public-private partnerships. He has seen when they are good and when they are bad, and what the city needs to look out for. From a Hungarian immigrant family heavily involved in Stratford's manufacturing industry, Nadecki grew up in the city and moved to attend school and pursue his career. During the pandemic, when his work became remote, Nadecki decided that now was the time to return home. Housing, inflation, transparency, climate change, the balance between agrarian and urban needs, and the manufacturing needs of the city are some issues Nadecki has his eye on. While many of these issues are beyond city council, such as inflation, Nadecki believes that the municipal level can do its part to solve that issue. In conversation with Stratford Today, Nadecki suggested that by getting back to growth, ensuring that there are meaningful manufacturing or tech jobs being brought in, the city of Stratford could participate in the solution. Housing is another problem that Nadecki is very concerned about. While he believes that the work the city has done on subsidized housing is good, he wants to ensure that the city is providing an on-ramp to ownership, so that there isn't a perpetual renting class. One way we can read modern political history is a tale of unintended consequences, Nadecki argued. We need to ensure that our solutions don't create bigger problems. Nadecki thinks that the current government, in particular Mayor Dan Matheson, has done a great job for this city. While it's easy to score political points by demonizing the current council, that's something he doesn't want to focus on. It's important that we don't outsource responsibility onto our political leaders, but that we're all actively engaged in the political process on a daily basis. Voting opens at 10 a.m. today, Friday, October 14, and runs until October 24. Stratford citizens can cast their votes by phone or online. For a full list of candidates in Stratford, visit here.